OK, six-game ban for Johnny Evans at Manchester United, seven for Papiss Cissé, because he's already been suspended this season, which is why he's got an extra ban. Yeah. Patrick, you have got some sympathy, haven't you, for Johnny Evans in particular here?
For Johnny Evans in particular, simply because I can't... I just cannot be sure, having watched the incident, that he's not telling the truth when he says that he spat, but he didn't spit deliberately in the direction of Papiss Cissé. I'm not saying yes or no. All I'm saying is that I'm very troubled by it and have been ever since it happened. If he did do it, then he, you know, has compounded the offence with a load of nonsense about I woke up in the morning, was shocked to find out. By the way, isn't it strange that no member of the staff at Manchester United told him before he went to bed that night that there was a possible issue in the papers? And did they not let themselves down and him down there?
Absolutely.
Anyway, that apart, I just can't. I've watched it and I cannot see that there's a man guilty of a six-match offence. I also thought, by the way, that Papiss Cissé's apology was so well-written. And so I don't know who was responsible for it. I'm quite astonished that Newcastle, who are hardly the PR club of... He may have written it himself, and if he did, I would have given him a game off for that, because it apologised to children and for setting a bad example, and to me that's what the issue of player behaviour is all about.
It didn't feel corporate, did it? His statement felt quite personal.
I think he deserves credit.
He felt as though it was his own words.
Yeah, and I thought he deserved credit. And as I say, Johnny Evans, it just shows how hard this moral maze that we are supposed to delve into for a living, how hard it is to get right.
Well, Johnny Evans is banned for six matches because the FA doesn't have that wonderful burden of proof thing that everyone thought was so magnificent when it was the John Terry and Ferdinand case. Everyone was rejoicing that they don't have burden of proof. But this is what happens if you don't have burden of proof. He says, I didn't spit at the guy, and we can't prove that he did spit at the guy, but we just go, well, we're going to do you anyway.
I'm not sure that John Terry wasn't telling the truth. I'm not saying the probability, but there's a part of me that believes that John Terry was telling the truth there.
I don't know, but that's the whole point. If you have a very low burden of proof, you will always get situations like this when you're looking at it thinking... I'm not sure. Now, I think Evans is a lucky guy in one respect because he's got a lot of people in the media now, ex-players, who can... the minute it happened, on the night that it happened, I think Paul Scholes in the studio, straight away, he's not that sort of player. Now, we hear that an awful lot. Someone's leg gets broken and the bloke has done it. It's never that sort of player. but, you know... There's no one to say that about Papiss Cissé. There's no one to say that, I've known him since, I've known him since he was 12. He's not that sort of lad. We don't know this guy. Mm. This guy comes into our football. He's one of a number of foreign players. There's no real great connection with English football or with people in English football. Evans has got that sort of, we all know that foreign players think that we go soft on our own, that we're very, very, very hard on foreign players diving, and we're very, very hard on foreign players transgressing on the football field, and then we turn a blind eye if it's Wayne Rooney or Steven Gerrard or whatever.
And funnily enough, the English players think it's the other way around.
And absolutely. So, yeah, that's really true. I don't think that's necessary, because Gareth Bale got as much stick as anybody over diving, and Wayne Rooney gets questions asked as much as anybody. Yeah. I don't necessarily think that's true. In this case, I do think there was a little bit of that because there was a great rush to spring to the defence of Johnny Evans the moment it happened, which you wouldn't get if that was a guy from Serbia who'd been in the game for about 25 weeks or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
We compare all these incidents and the suspensions, Ollie. Should we? Or should we isolate them and say we can't compare a leg-breaking challenge with someone who spits, someone who punches, whatever the incident is on the field? Should we isolate them, or do we, as Patrick wrote about them in the week, not even in your top three, was it?
No. Spitting? No, not at all. Well, I've had a leg badly broken, And I mean,
by reader.
No, by an editor. when I was playing football, and I'm not even a footballer, and it messed my life up big time. Now, if I'd been a footballer, you know, multiply that by 20, because my livelihood, it's a horrible, horrible experience having a leg broken. And for people to say, however sincerely, that I'd rather someone broke my leg than spat, they're just being ludicrously insensitive to people who've had a leg break.